to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast today. Professor Terry Benjamin, how are you?
I'm fine. Matter of fact, better than fine. I'm great.
Oh, yes. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know, it's another exciting day, another opportunity to go out there and make it happen. A second chance, so to speak. I love it.
You know, it's really interesting that we got a chance to spend some time together, you know, and really for me it's always a great pleasure to sit down and talk with you because you give me so many good ideas, and it's really good to be in the company of someone who's on the move, and that's why I'm really looking forward to this Saturday. You know, I really look forward to meet many like-minded people and to really to share some of their successes.
You know, that is exciting. And, you know, it's always a challenge, though. Whenever you're moving forward, you're going to get resistance.
Oh,
and
please.
But as you push past each and every obstacle, I tell you, you pick up momentum, it seems. And, you know, we're just so looking forward to that day. And, boy, oh, boy, I tell you, when you know, plan for events, it's just, it's almost like a thrill ride or something at the amusement park. You know, because you're anticipating and,
you know,
you have all these anticipations, you have all these different expectations that, you know, you have to, you know, keep up with. And you have the guests that are coming, your speakers, you have your customers, the vendors that I tell you, the facility for where you're holding the event. It's just, but you know what? I tell you, I love it.
Well, you know, again, I think that's the thing that, you know, you have to look for. And it's so funny that you spoke about obstacles because Willie Jolly, an author that I met a couple of years ago, he says that winners don't always know how they're going to win. They just expect to win. And they find a way to win over and over again. Even against the possible odds, they find a way to win. When we think of winning, we usually think about those who are first or best in a contest, but that is not the totality of winning. Winning is also about overcoming our own self-limitations in order to reach a goal. So, again, if you are facing obstacles in your life, it just shows that you are moving forward. Okay?
Wow.
If you're not moving forward, you're standing still. And if you're standing still, you're moving backwards, but as you're moving forward, there are going to be obstacles. But you know what? That's a good sign.
Wow, that is really good, and I'm so glad you shared that. Well, we want to welcome our guests in the chat room, those who will call in, those who will dial back in and listen to the archives. Well, you are going to be in for a treat, as you always are, just right there. You know, that was some good stuff. Talk about being a winner. You know, no reason to feel like a loser just because you didn't come in first. Based on your obstacles and your challenges that you've overcome and you're still standing, listen, that makes you a winner. I tell you, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And what's his name? The author you were just quoting?
That was a Willie Jolly.
Yeah, Willie.
Yeah.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, even looking at... you know, for those of you who, if this is your first time tuning in and meeting Terry Benjamin, Professor Terry to some of us, he is the author of Sexy at 60, and he deals with, you know, the changing lifestyles and the things that people have to, again, people have to go through and people have to face. Some people, they have it to look forward to. Some people, they're already right there in it. And then there are some who are 60 and over who have a chance to recapture even some things that they may have lost or given up. But he's talking today to us about life-changing books, how to build your success story one book at a time. And I think that's, you know, that's very powerful right there. And he's going to talk about life-changing aspects of developing a millionaire mindset through the daily habit of reading. Also, he wants to talk about becoming proactive in your quest for success. He says it's your call. And I love that. You know, it's your, you have to make up in your own mind that this is something that you want to do and that you're going to do, but you have broadcasts like this to show you, give you the tools and show you how to use them. So with that being said, Terry, I'm going to ask you to take it away.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'd like to start by saying that basically we're in a position where we can make our own success or our failure. One of the things that I like about Jack Canfield, he has a book called Success Principles. And the first thing he talks about is that the first rule of success is that you are 100% responsible for your success. You know, Jack Canfield makes it clear that you alone are responsible for your life, for your failures, for your success, for your ups and downs, and you are the one. And that's why it's so important for us to take hold of our future, really to sort of take ourselves in hand, because as I've been doing this program, I wasn't really sure what I was doing, but it's come to me that what we're trying to do in this program is to have people more or less reinvent themselves, reinvent the way that they're living, reinvent the way they're making their living. Because one of the things that I think we talk about time and time again is doing the thing that you love to do and getting paid for it. And the true freedom and security comes when you control your income, your hours, and your location. And that's so key. And in that spirit, what I'd like to do is offer really a new feature for the program. And please, those entrepreneurs out there who have books, please listen carefully. What we'd like you to do is if you have a book that more people need to know about, and primarily in the self-help area, if you have a book like this and you want people to read this book, you need to give it to either myself or at least you can contact this book on Facebook. And what I want you to do, not only if you're serious, okay, because, again, this is a serious thing, I think reading is not only fundamental, reading is life-changing, because when you read, you not only learn new ideas, but you also build your vocabulary. And I think vocabulary is really important because, again, the more vocabulary that you have, the better your thinking. A lot of people are very muddy in their thinking because they don't have enough words to express what is really in their heart. The more you read, the more words you learn. But it's not just learning words. It's really seeing these words again and again in your reading so they become a part of who you copies, so that way I can read the book and also we will have the book on hand. So as we go through the book, as we pick up some of the highlights of your book, we will be able to share your book with other people. And basically, we're starting this particular series today, and the book that I'm starting it with is a book by the gentleman I just mentioned before. His name is Willie Jolly. Now, Willie Jolly can be found on Sirius Radio. He has a show called Wealthy Ways on Sirius. And also, he's author of many books. Some of his titles include It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life, and A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. Another book he's written called Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks. And he is one of the outstanding five speakers in the world, according to Toastmasters International. So he's a public speaker. Also, he is a graduate of the American University and Wesley Theological Seminary. His mission in life is to help people maximize their God-given talents and abilities so they can do more and achieve more. He lives in Washington, D.C. With his wife, and he is a very requested speaker. You need to Google him to find out more about him. There's a lot of YouTube videos that feature him and also feature his ideas. And the book that I'm going to look at for the next few minutes is entitled An Attitude of Excellence. An Attitude of Excellence: How the Best Organizations Get the Best Performance from the Best People. And this is Willie Jolly. And in this particular book, it's almost like it's a two-part book, okay? The first part is directed to organizations, and the second part is directed to individuals. And he begins the book with a quotation that is referred to someone as anonymous. And what we mean by that is that it's someone who wrote something, but we don't know who it is, and so it's anonymous. And the quote goes like this. It says here, excellence can be attained if you care more than others think is wise, risk more than others think is safe, dream more than others think is practical, and expect more than others think is possible. And this is how he begins his book, and he talks about this whole idea of the attitude of excellence. What he's saying that this book is really to help you develop a new framework for achieving excellence, a new way of building your attitude muscle, and a new way of creating a culture of excellence with organizations by developing new attitudes for yourself. So he talks about a culture of excellence. And, you know, culture is something that you do every day. And because it's something that you do every day, it's something that becomes your lifestyle. I don't say anymore that I'm a writer. I say writing, I live the lifestyle of a writer. Okay? And the thing is that the thing I like about Willie Jolly, although this is a business book, it's also Christian-based in the sense that he realizes that no matter what we want, we need God's help to achieve it. And he says here on page 174, he says here, I believe that God's gift to us is life, and our gift to him is how we live our lives. And I want to say that again because I think that is so important. Willie Jolly says, I believe that God's gift to us is life, and our gift to him is how we live our lives. And also, he likes acronyms. And he has an acronym called PhD. And he says a PhD is really stands for persistence, hunger, and determination. And he's constantly talking about success in his book. And he says, yeah, success is a game. So you might as well play to win. That is a philosophy that I have come to live my life by. And it has had a profound impact on my thinking and my action. I want to encourage you to live your life with power and passion and enjoy life to the fullest. And that is what he's saying, is stop holding back. You know, stop playing small. Stop thinking yourself in terms of what you think. Because, again, I mean, I think you hit it on the head when you said that God has a plan for each and every one of us. And I think, again, God's plan is so tremendous for us that we can never really understand the full impact of that. And so it's really good to read people who are in the mode of self-development, because the thing I like about Willie Jolly, he gave me the idea that we have to become students of self-development, because he's a student not just of the Bible, but he's a student of other people, like Les Brown, you know, a good friend of his. Mark Sandboy is another person. When I saw these names, I saw them out, so I hope that readers can, our listeners really can pick up on this, because there's so much in this particular book. And again, it is called An Attitude of Excellence, How the Best Organization Gets the Best Performance from the Best People. And it's published by Jolly Publishing. It's a book that he published himself. It's a self-published book. And it was released in 2010. Okay? And the thing is, people say, well, this is 2010, now it's 2012. That book is old. And my answer to that is no book is old if you've never read it before. So if you're just reading the book for the first time, this is a new book for you. And the only thing about new ideas is that you've got to get them while they come out, because many times we sort of miss the boat because these ideas become old very, very quickly. And one more thing I want to say about this particular book is, like I said, it's in two parts. The first part is The Will to Win, Development of Culture of Excellence. And the second part is Personal Development, Five Simple Steps to Five-Star Success. And the five steps are as follows. Step one, wake up and dream. Step two, show up. Step three, stand up. Step four, step up. And step five, think up. And so to do this, you have to, it says first to wake up, okay? It says to be that winner within you. And he quotes different people in his book. Was another thing that I like is that it's not just his ideas, it's really the ideas, people that he has read about, that he has learned about, and people that he talks about. Now, he talks a lot about Les Brown, and he talks about how he was invited to be part of the Music and Motivation Dream Team tour, which can include Les Brown, at that time his wife, Gladys Knight. And they would sing songs, and they would also give speeches. And in his book, he talks about Dennis Kimbrough. And again, the first thing is step number two is to show up. And he says here, this is from Dennis Kimbrough, he says here, if you show up, you get the business 80% of the time. If you show up on time, you get the business 85% of the time. If you show up on time with a plan, you get the business 90% of the time. If you show up on time with a plan and implement that plan, you get the business 95% of the time. If you show up on time with a plan and implement that plan with excellence, you get the business 100% of the time. And so, again, these are things that he is he's sharing. And the last thing I like to share from his book, which I think, again, is definitely a classic and is something that we need to look at. And he says here, in the landmark book, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill wrote, whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe he can achieve. Earl Nightingale says that the reason most people don't succeed in life, not because of lack of talent and ability, is because they simply don't think. There's a verse in the book of Proverbs that says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. In order to live a five-star life and have a five-star organization, you must make a commitment to think up. Think about the possibilities and create a plan to make your dreams come true. And this is from Willie Jolly from his particular book. And also he says here that winners make things happen and losers let things happen. And so again, really the essence of the book is that winning is a choice. And you make that choice. And he says here, the best is yet to come. And this is no matter what age that you are. And in closing, in terms of the book, he says here, I have pressed points on you because I have a secret. Your best is yet to come. These points will be road signs to lead you to the place where you can become your best you. I'm excited for you, and I hope to hear from you about the tremendous things that have happened in your life. I look back to the day I met the 88-year-old man who encouraged me that my best was yet to come. If I would just believe and proceed and become the best me I could be, I wish I could find him, let him know how much his words meant. Hope that one day I will meet him. I will meet you, and you can tell me that these words have helped you as much as they helped me. In the meantime, go forth and live your life with passion, and make sure you share this information with others. Let them know that no matter where they are at this present time, their best is yet to come. God bless you. And this is from Willie Jolly. It's from a book entitled An Attitude of Excellence, How the Best Organization Gets the Best Performance from the Best People. And what we like to do on a weekly basis is really look at books from our listening audience. If you have a book, send in 2 copies to me or to Lisa so we can go through your book, bring out some highlights, and let you spread your particular message to our leaders or to our listeners. Because in a final analysis, you know, because Jack Canfield said the first rule of success is take 100% responsibility for your life. We want to do that by giving you the best information as possible. When we talk about being proactive. Proactive is acting before you need to act, to put things in place before you need it. It's like life insurance. You buy it because you hope you don't ever have to use it, but it's good to have it there. And so, Lisa, I just wanted to share some wisdom from that particular book and encourage our listeners to help us get this word of self-help, self-development, and also reinvention. We do this show every Tuesday, and it's the same show, 60 at 60, but the thing that makes it different is that we reimagine the show in terms of different topics. And so every Tuesday is something that is fresh, that is new, that is hopefully dynamic, because, again, we are many times led not by a scripted program, but led by the Spirit. So wherever the Spirit takes us in this particular journey, that's where we go. And that's what keeps it hot, that's what keeps it fresh, and that's what I think keeps you relevant.
Okay, so basically, wonderful. So here's something new that we're going to be doing. Authors, if you have a book with a positive message or a message of self-development, self-help, get your book exposed, or parts of your book or thoughts from your book or the messages exposed to our audience. And, you know, you're going to help even more people. And then at times we'll bring you on to the broadcast, and myself and Professor Terry Benjamin will talk to you about the things that you have, you know, put in your book and how it is that you desire and are passionate about helping others. Did I miss anything, Terry?
No, that sums up very well, because what happens, one of the things that I've learned in this whole development area is that the more you help people get what they need or want, the more you help yourself. And basically what we're doing is we're getting you exposed to a broader audience, but in the essence, we're helping ourselves, because, again, our goal has always been to help others, live and live the life that they've only dreamt about. You know, like what Tyrese says in his book, Get Out of Your Own Way, he says that I've learned to dream while awake. What that means is simply that, you know, your eyes are wide open to the opportunities for your life. And so we extend this opportunity towards you. And those who are really smart and entrepreneurial, I know we'll meet many of those people this Saturday. This is an opportunity for you. So don't say there's no opportunities available, because they are, but you have to take advantage of them.
Well, now that is certainly true. Many opportunities out here. Have to take advantage of it. And now, if persons do show up on Saturday, would they be able to bring their books and leave them with you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, please. Bring your books, you know, leave them with me or Lisa. But I sent 2 copies only because, again, I want her, if not, you know, just to have the book, because we usually, when we do our show, we're at 2 different locations. What we want to do, and we want to set up a program, a schedule, so you will know when your book will be discussed, and, you know, let your family and friends know that you're going to be on the radio, that they can support you. Because in final analysis, what we're trying to develop is a community. We're trying to develop that culture of self-help. And that's why, if you haven't registered on Saturday, if you haven't made plans to come on Saturday, I encourage you, I implore you, I urge you, I beg you to come out. Not so much to me, but for yourself. Because if you're serious about self-help, self-development, development, reinvention, transformation. This is important because you've got to be with like-minded people. I mean, there's so many people, you tell your dreams to, and all they do is shake your head, and they can't see how it's possible, and they make you feel, you begin to doubt yourself. But one of the things I found about self-help and self-development, it is about faith. It's about knowing that you will achieve what it is that you set out to achieve, but you have to stick with it. And sometimes because we get knocked down and we get put down and we get shut down, we tend to give up. And that's why it's so important to be around like-minded people, people who have been shut down and knocked down. But they've gotten up and they've risen. And guess what? This Saturday, you'll be in a position where you can meet with these people and fellowship with these people and talk to these people and be among these people. I say I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to it because I know it is going to be a day that's going to transform some lives in some very big and real ways.
And you know what? The other thing, too, I think that is going to happen, Terry, is that after a while, you know, we will have some sort of, you know, of course, I know we've talked about the whole book, you know, writers, publishers, conference and what have you, but even to have just monthly gatherings where we will invite, you know, authors and readers, and then each month, right there, we will, you know, let one of the authors in this genre, the self-help, I'm really liking this, Terry, you know, really, the self-help, self-development type of books and books that are, you know, positive and motivating. I think this is really humongous, just to let you know.
One of the things that Willie Jolly says in his book, it says that million-dollar homes usually have million-dollar libraries. But the question is, what came first, the library or the home? Jim Rohn says it's really the library that comes first because, again, you have to really almost rewire your brain because we've been living in a culture that suggests that we work to a certain point and then we retire. But those who are in their 60s have really understand and they know that retirement is a myth for many people. There's some people are retiring and doing very, very well, but for the average person, retirement is a myth because they find in their 60s they have to work, and sometimes they have to work despite health challenges. And the fact that, and I know I hear it, and that's why I don't even go to look for jobs with anybody else, because the first thing they tell me is that, Mr. Benjamin, you are overqualified. Simply means that because of my degrees and my education, that they could never pay me what I'm worth. And also, because of my age, they don't want to make an investment in somebody who is going to maybe officially retire at 65 or may have bad health, and then there's the insurance costs and whatnot. And so, again, an unfound analysis, if you're in the category, you have no choice but to become a hospice or. What I'm saying is that you have accumulated a body of knowledge and a skill set that you need to take to the marketplace. And so what we're talking about Saturday is bringing your skills to the marketplace, sharing those skills with like-minded people so you can grow your business. As you grow your business, you also grow your life.
Well, on that note, guess what time it is?
No, not that time. We'll continue on Saturday. How about that?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I love it. I tell you, that's what happens when you work with brilliant people. I mean, your ideas are phenomenal. It's amazing. So, yes, we continue that discussion on Saturday when you get an opportunity to meet Professor Terry Benjamin and network with him and all the other people that are going to be there. He will be there with information about his publishing company, about the authors that he represents. I mean, he can one who has never written a book at all, and he can help you get to a place where you have a book. You know, you did it for me, and I know you can do it for others. I remember having that little corner office there at Essex County College in the yellow area. Many people know it. If you know Essex County College, you probably know the yellow area. And I had that little corner office right there before you. Yes, to the back by the special programs department where the children come sometimes. And I was out there, as I would sometimes be, in the little open area, and Terry Benjamin was on his way to class, and he was walking by, and or somehow, because I know you taught classes with them too, or somehow when you were over there, we were talking, and I was talking about writing this book, and I was, you know, starting to stress a little bit. Terry, what do I do? How do I get it started? At that point, I write a book.
Yeah.
How do I do this? And you said, well, you know, just do this, 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 and that. And I said, oh, okay. And I went and did. I went and did this, 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 and that. And the next thing you know, I had not only one book, I had two books.
Yeah.
But in less than a year. And, wrote two books in less than a year. It took me 21 days to write the book from scratch.
Oh, my. Yeah. See?
I had been telling the story for a long time, and then my sister told me, you need to put that story into a book. I've been telling the story for some years, but I had never thought about writing it down. And then you told me to do that. And then, you know, so anyway, but I know he can help you. He did it for me. He can do it for you. He knows how to write a book, let me tell you. He's also an English professor and teaches public speaking classes, so you're going to get a two-for-one with this guy, because not only will he teach you how to write the book, he'll teach you how to stand up before the public.
Right.
Terry's a phenomenal speaker, y'all. You got to hear him if you haven't. Well, you hear him every week on here, somewhat different in the discussion format, but you got to be in the room with this guy when he's a speaker, let me tell you.
Thank you, Lisa. I just want people to get what they deserve. I mean, we don't deserve to be, you know, broke, busted, and disgusted. I don't like that look. That's not a good look, as the kids would say. You know.
You always you had $1 million, Terry.
Thank you.
Oh, you know, I tell you again, you know, it's just been such an amazing, you know, journey. And having been a student at Union County, and the way we met, it was my most dreadful day that I could have thought. And then I met you, my most dread. I was had already, you know, scared to death of college, and then to have to transfer to a brand new college after one solid year of Essex County College and getting straight A's, to be thrown into a new school that seemed like it was as different as night and day from Essex. I was scared to death, and I walked into that school that evening, and you were there, and I'll never forget, you know, how you led me through all the paperwork that I was fearing to have to do. Financial aid, transcripts, registering for class. Man, you just don't know how terrified. Well, you do know, because I think you probably said, you probably said to yourself, would this woman just calm down?
But, you know, Lisa, but that's a good sign, you know, because, again, I love what Les Brown says. He says, you know, feel the fear, but do it anyway. I mean, that's natural. You know, when you're doing something, it's like going on a roller coaster. I mean, that first plunge is devastating, but you know what? You feel the fear, and you move on anyway, okay, because you know what you want to achieve is more important than the fear, because a lot of people let fear paralyze them. But also, that says that fear is false expectations appearing real, because most of the things that we fear never even happen. We worry about so many things, and those things never happen. So, again, fear is natural and wrong, but go push past it.
Well, I was so worried, and, you know, I remember thinking, okay, this is no way this is going to work. Essex County, Union County, you know, from Newark to Westfield. I was not feeling it. Cranford, you know. And then who does God let me run into but you? And you know, similar ages. Well, you're exactly the same age as my husband, and just so many similarities there. You know, you were a brother. I'm like, God, you couldn't have done it any better. And then you had, you know, such a calming personality. Thank God, because I was a basket case. And so thank God you weren't one, because that would have been a hot mess.
That was
you were the perfect person for admissions, and you knew every single thing, which also is something to say because, well, at the time, I didn't know you were the director of admissions, so it was your job to know everything, but you knew every nook and cranny, and I'm like, you know, I just felt, you know, at the moment, I just felt like, God, you're all over this. And
then the funny thing about it, Lisa, is, again, I told you my life story. You know, again, at 9 years old, I knew I wanted to be a writer, and that's all I ever wanted to do. I never knew anything about an admissions counselor, admissions officer, whatnot. All that was new for me, but I let, you know, my passion and I let my belief in God sort of direct me to where I needed to be. And so I've been able to live a life that is golden only because I really have become, in my old age, I've become even more obedient to the word of God and to his direction. You know, at this point, you know what? I never say it's about me. It's not about me. I'm being directed in many different ways, and you know what? And I have enough faith, I have enough love that I'm letting it flow. I don't know what's going to happen next, but you know what? I know I'm doing things that were within my passion and my power.
And here's the thing. That was 91. This is 21 years later that we're having this conversation, and it just goes to show, you know, that God has.
We could never have planned this. This is God at work. You know, those who listen, this, what we're talking about now, the connection between Lisa and myself, if you don't believe in God, look at us, okay? We are children of destiny. And Lisa, the thing I'm excited about is that I know that you and I have a long way to go together.
Oh, yeah.
I got your hand. I know you got mine, and we're walking together. We are walking together.
You do. You have to trust that God really does have a plan for your life. And that you wait on him. Just wait on God. You know, he's going to bring things together. Not sometimes when we expect it. But when we put it like this, not when it can be when we expect it, but it's never sometimes the way we want it or what have you. But, well, kind of cut off.
The way things should be, we get to understand our minds. We are small minds in comparison to God. That's why as old as I get, I'll never be as old as God. So, I'm still a child.
We thank everyone for tuning in. We thank you for staying with us. The show will not be on for an hour today, but we went a little bit over. We certainly appreciate those that were in the chat room and those who will go back. We know lots of people will go back and listen to the archives. We've had hundreds of people going back and listening to the archives because we know people's schedules are diversified, but Terry, this is exciting news. I've already posted it on Facebook about the book. People can bring them with them on Saturday. Thank you and appreciate you for feeling so passionate about the upcoming summit conference that is going to be happening in Newark on Saturday, where we are really looking for to meet a lot of people. So everyone have a powerful, powerful day, and you already are a winner.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.